Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier spotlight magazine for women-owned businesses. At People You Need to Know, we lead the way in helping women grow their business by promoting them in our magazine, in our newspaper, and online. In addition, we give our clients world-class recognition at numerous business expos and women's events throughout Metro Atlanta. Our show today is brought to you by our official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about what every business should know about working with a nonprofit organization. My guest today is the principal owner of the nonprofit consulting firm, Nonprofit Dreams LLC, and the television producer and host of Dreams Are Not For Profit. She has over 20 years' experience with a master's degree in public administration and a master's in business management. We are pleased to have on the phone today a woman who is dedicated to empowering nonprofit organizations in their operations. Ms. Tamiko Leverett, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Spark Plug.
How are you
I'm
today?
I'm so glad to be here. I'm awesome and glad to be here.
We're glad to have you here. Are you ready to talk about what every business person should know about nonprofits?
I'm excited to talk about it.
Let's get into it. Well, what are some of the benefits of a profit business working with a nonprofit business?
Well, there are several win-win opportunities for businesses to benefit from working with or starting their own foundation. One of them is the opportunity to give back and share some of their successes, whether it's in their time or in their money. You know, the feel good about yourself from helping others. It's a misconception that contributions drain their bank account and everything they do has to be completely in money. Another one is the opportunity to support a cause you love. You might believe in trees or the elderly or kids with asthma or, you know, education. And so you can support a specific group of issues that you want to support. You have the opportunity to lower your taxable income. Obvious reason. You have to obviously talk to your accountant who's knowledgeable in those areas and that can help you save your money on giving towards those causes. And then you can also set up your own foundation if you want the ability to control where the money is going to go into the community. For example, if you're going to get taxed $10,000, if you put $5,000 of that in your foundation, the money was going to go anyway. So if you want to control where the money went to, you can set up a foundation that you decide where to give it to. And then, of course, there's an opportunity to writing off old inventory products, items that you weren't going to sell anyway. They might have been donatable to another organization that could use the benefit of it. Last year's product, last quarter products, items that have certain dates or times on it that you can't use anymore, but nonprofits don't really care about the date on it. And then, of course, the marketing opportunities. You might have a tight budget for marketing, and so it creates an opportunity to promote your company name or brand through their causes.
Well, when should a business start to work with a nonprofit organization or start their own?
When they're looking into ways to market their business to another demographic book, group, that's when they should start. So probably if they're marketing, they should be out working in the community as well as an opportunity in their marketing strategy.
Now, what is a nonprofit consulting coach, and why does a person or business need one instead of just asking their lawyer or accountant or financial manager to help them?
Think of it in this context. If I'm a nonprofit management expert providing assistance in making organizations more effective in their services by helping them do their strategic planning or their board development, providing leadership coaching or helping them create and develop their programs or funding support, then I generally don't have the time to invest in keeping up with the law or the accounting process. So I may have a general knowledge of it, and they may have a general knowledge of nonprofits, but not enough to be in charge of it and make it successful. They may be able to do basics. So you go to a lawyer if you're in trouble. You go to an accountant if you need help with your money. You go to a nonprofit coach if you want a successful nonprofit. I work with clients from startup all the way to one of the oldest and largest nonprofits, Goodwill.
Hmm. When did this term come about, a nonprofit consulting coach? This is the first time I've heard it.
I'm not aware of the actual year it started, but they've been around for a while. I got my master's in it in 2007, so that's at least 5 years at a minimum, but it obviously was around before that. But it's definitely not an area that people are aware of to know that it helps their nonprofit as well as for-profits knowing how to use them to make their business more successful.
All right. Well, tell our listeners, what's the difference between a nonprofit organization and a foundation?
Well, the short answer to that is most organizations provide the direct service, like feeding the homeless or tutoring programs to the community with organizations such as the Goodwill, Boys and Girls Club, Achieve Greater Success, and those are the organizations. Foundations such as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation or the Target Foundation, they have the money and the philanthropic need to give back to the community and provide the funding to those organizations. Does that explain it clear for you?
Beautifully.
Okay.
Great job. So the foundation, they're the people with the money. And the nonprofit organization, they're the folks that's looking for the money.
And they're doing the actual work. So
exactly.
When you are going out doing the service, those are the organizations. The foundations
right.
are giving them the money.
Beautiful. Well, let's change gears here a little bit. What is cause-related marketing, or CRM, and why is it so important for a business today?
Well, cause-related marketing is defined as the public association of a profit company with a nonprofit organization with the intention of increasing the interest of both parties. So they have three types of categories for that. You have one type that's the transaction-based promotion. So that's where a corporation may donate a specific amount of cash or food or equipment in direct proportion to their sales revenue to one or more nonprofits. Second type is a joint issue promotion. And so that's where both of them are promoting awareness of a cause. So you may have, for example, Walmart partnering with the Susan Komen Cancer Awareness Foundation and helping get the word out to do those kind of things. And then another third type is licensing. And so organizations will license the name and logos of their nonprofit organizations to corporations in return for a fee or percentage of revenues, so that maybe it's on your website that I support this nonprofit and they're providing a portion of their revenues towards the company to help them.
Okay. Well, how can a person implement cause-related marketing into his or her marketing strategies?
Everybody can do it, including small businesses. So you may have a storefront that you can donate and get a banner and put the banner in front of your window or on the door or a sign or a plaque that you support this organization, this cause. You remember growing up and the uniforms would be by a local pizzeria or some organization or company that supported them and it had their name on the back of all their jerseys. So those are promoting it, obviously, to all the participants over and over, creating awareness and direct service. And then you have ways that, like I said, you can don't have to spend an entire a lot of money in order to support a nonprofit. But once you support them, you can say that you support them. So even if you donated $20 to a nonprofit, you can say, I support kids and after-school education, or I support this organization, and put that in part of your marketing strategies that you're giving back to the community that spends money with you.
Okay. Mr. Miko, you talked about how a storefront business could take advantage of cause-related marketing. How about a home-based business? How could they take advantage of cause-related marketing?
Well, it depends on their marketing strategy. So it could be that they have a website. They want to make sure they're putting it on their website. If they are in Facebook or using social media strategies, they want to make sure they're promoting it. They may want to put it in their marketing materials, their brochures. So if they do commercials or radios or interviews, they may want to always mention that they do give back to the community and the certain causes that they promote, and so that it creates the atmosphere that they do want to give to those who are helping support their company.
And tell our listeners how you became so knowledgeable in the nonprofit world. I know you said you have a master's degree in it, but what inspired you to get into this particular line of business?
The brief version of that is I grew up in one of those atmospheres where the community raises a kid, and so I had lots of people who gave their time and help for me to be successful, which people still do to this day. But then I grew up in the girls' club, and they really invested in making me go to college and finish school and do those kind of things. And I've worked in organizations from Grady Hospital to the Red Cross, to various organizations that one day I just realized this is my calling. This is what my purpose and plan in life is supposed to be, to help nonprofits do better from all the things that I see. What can I do to help make these nonprofits be better and stronger and compete up against the other ones who have all the resources? And
beautiful.
That's how it all started.
And you're doing a great job with it, and continued success to you. And finally, how can people connect with you?
They can get in touch with me by calling me directly, 404-826-1852. They can reach me on my website, nonprofitdreams.com. They can reach out to me on Facebook at facebook.com/nonprofitdreams. So several opportunities and ways. They can even email me, info@nonprofitdreams.com.
Well, Ms. Tamiko Leverett, principal owner of the nonprofit consulting firm, Nonprofit Dreams, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you, Sparkplug. I'm so excited that I got a chance to do it.
All right. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading women in business who are doing great things in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another superb job. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.